A few years ago, I stopped marking birthdays with candles and began marking them by age-induced maladies. My 33rd birthday was the birthday of the arm flag. That's that fleshy part of your arm between your shoulder and elbow that has a mind of its own, moving independently from the other parts of your body. As you wave, it takes on its own rhythm, flapping like a flag in the wind. Despite my efforts and consistent workout regimen, I have fallen victim to the arm flag. I now do the queen wave, holding my arm up, but turning only my hand from left to right. 34 was the birthday of, how do I say this delicately? The derriere drop. Those of you who are also victims know how this is first detected. It is not pretty, but it is inevitable. Fortunately, my husband is the only one that has to witness this badge marking my middle age. Him and those people who see me without my sarong at the pool twice a year. 37 was the year of comfortable shoes. It was that year that my feet began to rebel, refusing to walk my body within 10 feet of pointy-toed shoes or stiletto heels. No matter what my heart said, "Oh, but those are so adorable," my feet immediately walked me in the direction of clod-hopping Merrells. Now, I no longer torture my feet just for the look. Now my goal is not fashion, but preservation of my toes and hamstrings. 42 was the birthday of vision. While I'm still getting along without reading glasses, 42 was the year that I borrowed my husband's reading glasses just for fun and thought, this could be good. Fortunately, my eye doctor tells me that I'm still safe and productive without the glasses. Phew! And now, 44 is the year of the arthritic left thumb and big toe. It's actually quite convenient, as my little piggies are more accurate than Doppler radar in detecting changes in the weather. With each of these maladies, I haven't gotten too upset or wrapped up about them. After all, they are all pretty minor. But this year, when I started feeling the uneasiness and pain in my thumb and big toe, I realized that this was no regular signal of growing old. This one is truly more valuable. In addition to predicting rain, it helps me understand how others feel dealing with chronic pain. So instead of taking some over-the-counter remedy to ease the annoying little crick in my smallest of joints, I use the aches as a reminder. I look at my unfashionable shoes, wave my arms wildly, squint a bit at the newspaper, and feel very, very lucky.